What do you love about New York? I mean, you mentioned the history and having that in common with London, but what do you like most about New York?
There's such an energy here when you land that I was trying to describe it to someone the other day who hadn't been, and in the end I gave up. I was like, you just have to go. Mm-hmm. It's just an adrenaline-fused, work hard, play hard, people march around with a purpose, amazing restaurants, and it's just bustling. Every square foot of this city is there's something going on, and there's no other city like it in the whole world. And I love its history too. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like you mentioned, it's pretty. I think it's like the more you look into it and read about it. Like I did a boat tour the other day. I come here all the time, but I went on the boat around Manhattan with my boyfriend, who also used to live here. And you learn so much that you never knew. Mm-hmm. It's cool to be a tourist for a day in New York. You should do it.
Right. Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's tough when you're living here and sometimes you get very jaded about the city, but it's, you know, it's a lovely place to live and certainly great for fashion and media.
Yeah.
Is there any particular British fashion designer that you're seeing nowadays that people should, like, take a look at?
Giles Deacon, who actually I'm pretty sure Sarah Jessica Parker wore to the Met Ball. Mm. He's a friend of mine, and he's the very first show I ever went to in my whole life, and it was at London Fashion Week, and he's amazing. Holly Fulton is another one. She's younger and less established, but she makes some beautiful prints.
Right. If George Michael did his Freedom video today, which supermodels would you include in that video?
What an amazing question. I love the old supers. I would still want Cindy and, mm-hmm. and Linda and all the girls who were in the original, but Cara Delevingne, Coco Rocha, who's also a friend of mine and an inspiring woman, Hilary Rhoda maybe, and Carly Kloss.